Hello and welcome to Jerry Taylor's Tips. Hi there, welcome once again to the podcast. If you want to join up with my Telegram group, click on the link on my bio at Jerry Taylor's Tips and there'll be more details there to give it a try. That's where my main bets are on the Telegram channel. We'll cover most of the other games in Scotland this weekend. We've got games on Friday night, Saturday and into Sunday afternoon. We'll start with the Scottish Premiership on Saturday at Rugby Park. It's fourth against third, Killy v Hearts. Killy have failed to beat Hearts this season so far, although they've gained a couple of creditable draws in the capital city. And Hearts, surprisingly, Lawrence Shanklin, I think it's the only team he's not scored against this season, is Kilmarnock, so that promises to be a tight encounter. Killy are going off round about 6-5. I fancy under 2.5 goals here, to be honest. It could go either way, you know, an arrow 1-0 for either side wouldn't surprise. Again, it could end up a low scoring draw there, so under 2.5 goals would be the shout there. St Johnstone against Hibs, I've not really got an opinion on this one. St Johnstone are going off 3-1. Their need is greater than Hibs. St Johnstone are trying to pull themselves away for a potential relegation playoff battle. So Hibs, they've had a bit of a poor season by their standards. Nick Montgomery, the fans will be looking for a reaction from Nick Montgomery's squad in the remaining five games of the league season. But as I say, I've no major opinion there, and I don't think any of these two outfits you could really put your hard cash on them for this Saturday. Livingston v Ross County, this is going to be my podcast pick this week. Ross County, I think, are a decent enough price at 13-8, we bet 3.65. In the last four league games, their form isn't too shabby. They've beat Rangers, deservedly so, and they've also beat Hearts in the last four games. So Ross County, the Staggies, they have got the ability. They've got the likes of Simon Murray, Jordan White, Eamon Brophy that can cause trouble for Livy Lions. And Livy Lions, they've won about one game in 6 months here, so it is a wee bit of a surprise to me that Ross County are going off round about 13-8. So that's going to be my podcast pick for you guys this weekend. Aberdeen v Motherwell, it's two teams that have ended up in the bottom six here. Aberdeen had a decent performance at Hampden last week against Celtic, losing out in penalties in the Scottish Cup semi-final. But looking at their profile, Aberdeen, last seven home matches, they've drawn five in them there. So it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world if that one finished with a point apiece there. Dundee v Celtic and St Mirren v Rangers are the two games on Sunday. Two crunch fixtures for all four sides. Celtic and Rangers obviously going for a title, and Dundee and St Mirren hoping to grab fifth place in a possible, a European place basically. So Dundee and St Mirren will be competitive there. The pressure will be on Celtic and Rangers there. So I'll put something on my Telegram channel pertaining to those two games for Sunday. Friday night game on the Championship, Dundee United champions. Well done to Dundee United. Jim Goodwin, it remains to be seen if he obviously stays the long term when they go up next season in the Premiership. But Airdrie are getting ready for the playoffs. They lost 4-0 last week at Partick Thistle. They've had two or three injuries, Airdrie, so it'll be interesting to see how that one goes. Bite a dead rubber, to be honest with you. Mathematically, Dundee United have already won the league. There's not going to be a big turnaround with a goal difference here. Morton v Raith, looking for goals. There should be goals in that game. The shackles are off both sides here. Raith, again, another team will be getting ready for the playoffs, and Morton will be looking to end the season in a high with a home win in front of their own fans. So that could be a game for a few goals. Raith will get plenty of attackers in abundance here, and as I say, Morton will be wanting to sign off there at Capello with a victory. Arbroath v Queen's Park, the Spiders, it's must-win territory now for Callum Davidson. He's had a decent run since he came in. I think he's won five, drawn five, lost five since he came in as the Spiders gaffer. So there has been an improvement there, but this is a game that's must-win territory for the Spiders. Arbroath are coming into this already relegated, getting ready for life in League One, and they've lost eight in a bounce, so Queen's Park, you've got to think, can get the win there. Dunfermline v Inverness. Dunfermline still need a point to make themselves mathematically safe. If Queen's Park did get a good win at Arbroath, and Dunfermline were to lose to Inverness, you know, they'd be in the mix with the likes of United and the other two, Queen's Park and Inverness, next week. So Dunfermline are going for a point there. I think they're good enough to get a draw there against Inverness, who are a bit shot shy and don't score loads of goals. Partick Thistle Villiers, the final game in the Championship this weekend. That's a fixture that's notorious for goal fest. So again, Ayr United need to go for 3 points here to pull themselves away from danger. And Partick Thistle getting ready for the playoffs. They'll be wanting to keep their good run going. They scored 4 last week against Airdrie. So that game does look as if there could be some more goals yet again. Talk on that subject, goals into League One now, guys. This week's outsider long shot is going to be over 2.5 goals in the 5 games in Scotland's League One this weekend. That's Annan v Falkirk, Alloa v Hamilton, Queen of South v Cove, Edinburgh City v Stirling Albion, and Celtic Hearts v Montrose. Fancying all the games for goals. Last couple of seasons, there's been a bit of a goal fest in the last couple of match day fixtures for League One, so hopefully that will follow suit this weekend. I think 4 out of 5 of the fixtures last weekend delivered over 2.5 goals, so that pays round about 91 with Bet365. On to the first game, Annan v Falkirk. Falkirk obviously are wanting to just remain unbeaten for the last 2 games of the league season, having an invincible season. So whilst they're going off quite short to win, a draw there would be, John McGlynn's side would be quite happy to get a draw there against Annan. Annan, by the way, in the last 10 games are the 3rd best team in League One on current league form over the last 10 games. So Peter Murphy's Annan Athletic have had a good second half of the campaign, and they're looking for a point or two here to obviously stop them getting into a relegation playoff with a League Two side. Alloa v Hamilton, that's probably going to be a dress rehearsal for the playoffs here, so it'll be interesting to see that one goes. Hopefully that's an entertaining encounter. Queen of South v Cove Rangers, they've got priorities at either end of the table, so they're obviously going to be searching for the win there. And Edinburgh City are usually good for a goal against Stirling Albion, who and must win there, really, Stirling Albion, if they want to pull themselves away from danger. Celtic v Montrose. Celtic have got an outside chance of getting in the playoffs. Would favour the hosts here, the Maroon Machine. They've been a lot better, Nick, than Montrose have been in the last 5-6 weeks, so fancy the Maroon Machine to get the business done there in Fife. And in League 2, it's trophy day for Stenhouse Muir. Well done to the Warriors. They're at home to Bonnie Rigg. They've been an amazing run of drawn games, Stenhouse Muir, so who knows, we've been in good spirits getting the trophy. Perhaps this will be another draw for them, as Bonnie Rigg could do with a point just to pull them away from the likes of the Clydes and the danger at the bottom of the second division. Spartans v Peterhead, that's 2 teams again that are already in the playoffs, similar to Alloa and Hamilton in the previous division, so that game could finish up level there, I think. Clyde v East Fife. Clyde are going off a very short, too short a price for me. They can't fully be trusted, Clyde. East Fife's season has fizzled out in the last week or so, but nevertheless, I'm not backing Clyde at those short prices based on their win strike rate. Dumbarton v Elgin. Alan Hale's done a fine job for Elgin since he came in around about Christmas time. They're safe with 2 games to go, which is a great achievement considering they're in a lot of trouble earlier on in the season. They did only have 3 outfield players on the bench though last week, Elgin, and they got a man sent off, so you'd imagine Dumbarton could nick that one, getting themselves ready for the playoffs. And Forfar v Stranraer is the final game there. Stranraer are 1-1, drawn 5, lost 11 away from home. A lot of bookmakers have them as favourites here because obviously their need is greater for the points to save their bacon at the bottom end of League 2. But I can't be backing Stranraer there, going off as favourites when the last home win, the last away win was away up in Elgin. I think it was the 5th of August 2023. So at the value at the prices here. Okay, that's it for this weekend, guys. As I say, if you want to join my Telegram channel where all the main bets are and the staking plan is, it's at Jerry Taylor's Tips. Give it a try for a month. We've been running around about 80% profitable months since the channel started, so it's going okay. It's a wee bit trickier this month, but we'll get back on track, I'm sure, and hopefully we'll get a few winners this weekend. Have a good weekend. All the best. Cheers. Bye for now.